And it's the coach home. It's John Gibbons hosting this week. And I mean, the Premier League's been active, is what I would say. There was so much going on. Myself and Harriet had a bit of a job pulling everything together last night and deciding what are the stories, what do people want to talk about, but also who the people we want to sort of hear from, we think people who want to hear you from. And we've decided to start at Aston Villa because someone like Steven Gerrard started managing them at the weekend. And Tom Fahey, he got off to a win.
Yeah, it was something else, really. I think, you know, Gerrard himself mentioned it after the game. It was, Villa Park was really nervous. No one really knew what to think going into it. You know, you lose five on the spin. Everyone's a bit tetchy before the game. First of all, I'd like to apologise to those two blurts on Match of the Day, dressed as the old Harry Enfield Scousers.
Oh, don't worry about that.
No, you're gonna get some idiots this season. But before the game, just before kickoff, you know, I'd said to the people that I go with, I was like, today's a 4-point minimum, really, to get Gerrard welcomed. And I looked about 10 minutes before kickoff, and Villa Park was practically empty. And I was worried. I was like, where is everyone? But it turns out everyone was on the concourses, just still getting in the last couple before kickoff started. And the first 10 minutes, you could tell, the first 10 minutes was electric. John McGinn turned into... Remember that, like, one month where, like, Bruno Cheyru was the best player in the world?
I do.
Yeah. John McGinn had that, like, 10 minutes at the beginning of the game. He was Cruyff turning. He was backing into people, playing through balls. It was really exciting. And then Brighton did their thing where they sucked the life out of a game by just keeping hold of the ball and doing what they want with it. But you know what? The last 10 minutes and the first 10 minutes, something else. I haven't seen Villa Park like that since we beat the Ev in the first season back in the Premier League, and that was electric. Yeah, really exciting. Good football as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's really fascinating. Thanks so much for sort of, you know, taking us through all that, because obviously, you know, you were there, we went, so we only sort of see what you see on the telly, but it's really interesting hearing you talk about, you know, the mood and what he's done to, you know, to lift people, but also the fact that those nerves are still there, and that's just to reflect on the fact that, you know, you can change your manager all you want, but it doesn't get you any more points, which has been proven at other places, really. You know, it was a big win, wasn't it? And I think that's sort of, you know, the thing with everything. It was an important win in terms of, you know, the league table.
Yeah, I think that win, I think if we had lost that, although it was Gerrard's first game, I think if he had lost that, there would have been a bit of, well, not all of us wanted Dean Smith to go, and then you bring it in someone who's, you know, playing the same team and chucking in an early bad result when there could be a win. There was a sense that, you know, Gerrard says it after the game, it was, first of all, don't lose. You keep a clean sheet, you build from there, you do that. Because otherwise, you know, our squad this season is much better than where we are at the moment. But you go on a bad run where you lose six in a row, it doesn't matter how good your team is, you're getting dragged into something that you don't want to be involved in. We don't want to be down there with the likes of Leeds, where we think we're better, but we're not showing it.
Yeah.
But Gerrard was really interested after the game because, you know, the gaps in the team, there was basically a black hole in the middle of midfield. The spaces between the midfielders was somewhat disgraceful under Dean Smith towards the end. The first thing Gerrard said was, we've got to get the spaces tight. And you could see that in the game. The team was so narrow. It was like you can see a bit of Benitez in him already. I'm going to throw that out there because Benitez used to say with the back four, you should be able to throw a blanket over him.
Yeah.
And Gerrard got everyone tight, got everyone together. And you know what? Villa Park, they're loving Gerrard already. I'm telling you now, because at the end of the game, there was a bit of worry that it could become the Steven Gerrard show. And there was the little murmurs before the game. Well, he's only here to get the Liverpool job. But
yeah,
when Stevie wins, we all win. If he's getting good results and he gets the Liverpool job, then we've had a great time. And, you know, at the end of the game, he ushered the players towards the whole end. And then he hung back and he pointed at the players and he said, that's them today, not me. Let them have the plaudits. And he did that afterwards. And you know what? The fans have warmed to him already. He's such an excellent communicator. I thought he was a bit miserable at Rangers. But, you know, when you see him in snippets, he can seem a bit dour. But you've got grown men in the stands who are like, in awe of him because of what he was as a player. So, you know what, the players are going to be the exact same. It's really exciting at the moment, and hopefully we just kick on from there.